Greetings. Welcome to today's broadcast of This Gospel of the Kingdom. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Recently, Turkey agreed to allow the United States to use their air bases in Turkey to strike ISIS inside of Syria. And Turkey themselves also started striking ISIS inside of Syria. Turkey, Jordan, and the United States is carving a so-called safe zone inside of Syria. While most people view these events as being a beginning of victory against ISIS, there is much more to consider. A few years ago, I Saw the Light Ministries started proclaiming to the people the revelation of the Holy Spirit that Turkey and the United States would eventually strike inside of Syria. These are prophetic events that we are witnessing now in the Middle East, and this is only the beginning of even much more major events dealing with Syria. It is extremely important to understand what is occurring and how it relates to Bible prophecy. The Bible foretold thousands of years ago the events now occurring in Turkey and Syria. Daniel chapter 11 tells us how the Antichrist will come to power in our time. It is a much different account than what we have been taught by traditional religions and denominations of man. I ask that you please bear with me as I share with you the scriptures and how they relate to the Antichrist that is about to manifest himself. Please consider all of the evidence that I'm about to present before you immediately jump to a wrong conclusion that is not correct. Daniel 11 is speaking about the son of perdition, the one that people call the Antichrist. All Bible scholars agree on that. In verses 40 to 42 of Daniel 11, it says, quote, "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him." It's talking about the king of the south pushing at the Antichrist. And it continues, and it says, "The king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, with horsemen, with many ships, and he, the Antichrist, shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall also enter into the glorious land," talking about Israel, "and many nations shall be overthrown." Now, the king of the south and the king of the north has changed more than once in the Bible as the different kingdoms of the earth come and go. These are the end time kings that it is referring to. The king of the south could be Egypt, Jordan, or Israel. The king in the north, according to some people, could be Russia, Turkey, Iraq, or Syria. But in either case, both the king in the north and the king in the south are fighting the Antichrist in this verse. We have been told that he comes to power in peace by a peace treaty, but these Bible verses very clearly describe him coming to power during a Middle Eastern war in which he is attacked from the north and the south. It sounds like to me that everyone hates the Antichrist before his identity is revealed, according to these verses. I'm here to tell you by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name that the King of the North is NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, including Turkey. Daniel 11:40 speaks of a NATO attack on Syria. Syria is at war from both the North and the South. It is the only nation on earth right now that fits this description. We must also look at Revelation chapter 13. Revelation 13 says, "I stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea." What sea is it talking about? John was on the island of Patmos in the Mediterranean Sea. In his vision, he sees the beast rising up out of the Mediterranean Sea. the Mediterranean Sea borders Syria. So it says, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. It is also important to understand that Assad, the president of Syria, Assad is not his true last name. His grandfather changed the family name to Assad many years ago. His original family name in Arabic means the beast. And it says that the beast has a mouth of a lion. It must also be noted that Assad in Arabic means the lion. Both Assad's true last name and his fake current last name are both listed in these verses if you were to read them in the Syrian language, Aramaic or Arabic. And it says, I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. The Greek word for head in this verse is the same Greek word from which we get the word capital, as in a capital punishment or the capital of a nation. The Greek word for a wound means to be pounded flat, as in a war. You may not find these definitions in your personal copy of Strong's Concordance, because Strong's Concordance gives only a very brief definition of words. It does not go into enough depth concerning the richness of the Greek and Aramaic words. But if you go on the internet to study more deeply into these words, you will find these definitions. And what we see in the deadly head wound of Revelation 13 is a strike on a capital city of a Middle Eastern nation that borders the Mediterranean Sea. It is a capital city being pounded flat, if you look at the Greek words here of Revelation 13, verse 1 to 3. The Bible foretells an attack on the capital city of Damascus, Syria. Isaiah 17, verse 1 says, the burden of Damascus, behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Isaiah 7, verse 8 says, for the head of Syria is Damascus. So there we have it. The Bible says that the capital city of Syria, Damascus, is a head. Isaiah 7, 8, the head of Syria is Damascus. If we allow the Bible to interpret itself, Damascus will be the center of a major Middle Eastern war in which the South and the North will fight and strike Assad from all sides. We are witnessing the beginning stages of the deadly head wound upon Damascus and Assad. In fact, it is easy to discern that Turkey and the United States are planning to eventually try to remove Assad from power. They have been trying to destroy Assad for years, but now they are moving closer and closer to that deadly head wound by now allowing Turkey to strike inside of Syria and giving the United States permission to use the air bases in Turkey for their airstrikes in Syria. It is only a matter of time before the United States and NATO will be provoked to attack Assad directly, but they will not be able to remove Assad from power because it is ordained for Assad to stay in power for another 42 months after he recovers from the deadly head wound. Soon after the NATO attack on him, he will stand on the Temple Mount claiming to be God. Pope Francis will endorse him as God. Russia and Iran will endorse him as God. Russia and Iran will help Assad invade Israel, Egypt, and eventually Europe and the United States. Assad is the son of perdition, the one they call the Antichrist. He is the little horn with eyes because he is an eye doctor. The two popes are the two horns of the false prophet of Revelation 13. People in Syria are already being beheaded for refusing to say that Assad is God above all gods, even above Allah. The mark of the beast is already here. It is not a microchip or a credit card. The mark of the beast is first and primarily spiritual. It is Islam. When people refuse to submit to Islam, they are beheaded. This is happening in many nations. Islam is the only religion on earth that is beheading people. No one has ever been beheaded for refusing a credit card or for refusing to have a microchip. But people are being beheaded for refusing to submit to Islamic Sharia law. Part of Sharia law is that they are planning to put what they call the halal mark on all products and services worldwide. They actually call it a mark. The mark proclaims that the product or service is compliant with Sharia law. Devout Muslims do not buy or sell anything without this mark. In fact, it is already almost impossible in nations like Nigeria, Iran, and Iraq to buy or sell certain products without the halal mark. The mark is already showing up in major American cities like Detroit, New York, Atlanta, and so forth. I encourage you to please examine much more evidence that I have available about the president of Syria and about the halal mark. Please go to the ministry website if you have a computer, or if you can visit the library or family member's computer or relative's computer, and check out the ministry website, isawthelightministries.com. isawthelightministries.com. And look for the article about the Son of Perdition revealed and the article about the halal mark of the beast. Please examine in prayer and in fasting all the evidence that I present in these articles. If you do not have the internet and would like to read these articles, please write me and ask for these two articles about the Antichrist and about the mark of the beast, and I would be glad to send you these articles for free. Please write me at Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's Pastor Tim, I Saw the Light Ministries, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, that's one word, Morris, like Morris the cat, Morristown, one word, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. And please meet me back here on this radio station next week, same time. And until next week, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways. Praise God.